Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Edge. It's Monday, January 13th. On Saturday, Melinda Kane, she's a Gold Star mother from Camden County, won a special election convention for State Assembly. She's replacing Pam Lampitt, who's now the county clerk. And there are two more special election conventions coming over the next couple of weeks. This week, it's a race for the 35th District Senate seat to replace Congresswoman Nellie Poe. And on January 25th, there'll be one to fill the assembly seat of Congressman Herb Conaway in Burlington County. I saw a photo on social media of a miniaturized protest outside the Camden County Democratic headquarters. It was just five people. And some guy was holding up a sign that said, "Shouldn't voters have a say in who represents them?" Now, that statement isn't technically accurate. Since the 1980s was a long time ago, I figured it was a good opportunity for a history lesson. New Jersey used to hold freestanding special elections to fill Senate and Assembly vacancies. They came 65 to 71 days following the writ of a special election. And these elections were expensive. They attracted heartbreakingly low turnout, sometimes single digits, and rarely did a political party flip a seat. In the 1980s, there were 19 of these freestanding legislative elections. They came at odd times and in all seasons. One was 2 days after Christmas. Some were in July and August. There was one that was held 1 week, 7 days after the general election. And by the way, there were no special primaries. The nominees in these special elections were chosen by the county committee. So instead, there was a movement to change the system and allow the county committee of the party who last won the seat to fill the vacancy until the next scheduled election. This was done in the form of a constitutional amendment. It was on the ballot in 1988. It was a presidential year, so over 2.1 million voters got to decide if they wanted special elections or if they were okay with political parties electing the replacement. 70% of the voters approved the constitutional amendment. It passed by a margin of over 850,000. It was approved by voters in all 21 counties. So for the guy who thinks that voters should decide, well, voters did decide. They had a choice. They either yes or no between special elections and parties selecting. And they overwhelmingly chose to abdicate their role and allow the political parties to decide. Anyway, that's all I have for this morning. Thanks again for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow.